listening to The Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Right now we're talking with Bill Gertz from the Washington Free Beacon. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, good to be on the show.
Thank you so much. You have done a story with information that was completely unknown to us, and I'd like you to just explain.
Yeah, this is a story that we broke today in the Free Beacon that looks at, that's based on a recently released FBI transcript of a telephone conversation between an Orlando police negotiator and the murderer of the Pulse nightclub, the terrorist attack on the Pulse nightclub, Omar Mateen. And what it reveals is that it was very clear from the actual event that happened that what motivated this terrorist to conduct this heinous act and kill 49 people, it was that he was driven by a drone strike in Iraq that took place a month before the attack that killed a mid-level Islamic State terrorist leader named Abu Wahib. And this was information that was withheld for months by the FBI.
Right.
And it's not clear to me why they did it. But one thing it shows is that this is part of a pattern of efforts by the Obama administration basically to play down the Islamic nature of this terrorist attack.
I was approached by a couple of different people who told me they weren't going to release that information when we were trying to report on it. So I'm thrilled that you actually got this information.
There was basically a number of news media organizations, both in Florida and nationally, filed a lawsuit against the state of Florida,
right,
in order to get this transcript. And initially, the explanation was that I got from the Orlando mayor's office was that this was information that was part of an investigation, and therefore they wouldn't release it.
Right.
But that doesn't hold water, since 6 days after the attack, they released a partial transcript of the of the conversation in which Omar Mateen basically pledged his loyalty to the Islamic State, but they didn't go into the details. And the details, I think, are significant. One was that he said that the thing that triggered the attack was this drone strike that took place on May 6th in Iraq, which killed Abu Wahib and three other terrorists. He also praised the Boston Marathon bombing, and the bomber in particular, Tsarnaev, and also mentioned another one that, according to the transcript that they released, was unintelligible. They couldn't hear what he was saying. So these are important details, I think,
okay. That
should have been released early on.
The unintelligible part, do you think that indicates that there possibly was more than one shooter? That's my suspicion. You know, you could not target so many people with that amount of accuracy, I don't think, with one shooter.
It is amazing that he was able to take that action without somebody trying to take some steps to counter it. But for all the information I've seen, there was only one shooter.
Okay.
But I think, once again, I think one of the big problems here was that Mateen was investigated not once, but twice by the FBI. And on both occasions, there were clear indications that he was a jihadist terrorist. And yet the FBI, which had been under pressure from Muslim advocacy groups to scale back its investigative techniques, they let him go. So this was clearly a failure of FBI training.
And the other thing was, his father is a pretty notable individual. Reportedly, he's running for president in Afghanistan, and he didn't seem to be concerned at all that his son was killed. It's very odd.
In the Islamist mindset, you know, the idea of martyrdom is their main thing. This is kind of these terrorists are in a death cult, and they want to kill as many infidels as possible. And die in the course, and they think they're going to heaven. It's a perverted
And they get all the virgins and all that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre.
Well, the problem is that the U.S. is losing the war. We just had some testimony yesterday before Congress. The head of the Counterterrorism Center said, we're in for a very dangerous time. That this notion that we're winning the war against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria is really misguided, because what's happening is that they're driving these terrorists, many of the thousands of these foreign fighters who travel to Syria for these attacks are now going to return to their homes in Europe and eventually the United States.
Well, we were told that this is going to go on for, you know, something like 12 years.
Well, I think it could be shortened considerably if the government would drop the policy that it won't go after the ideology. Director of the Secretary of the Homeland Security testified yesterday that the U.S. is basically unable to wage ideological warfare like we did during the Cold War against the Soviet Union against the Islamic State. And his
reasoning
was that he has some tortured false reasoning that the U.S. government has no credibility in this field. So, and this is, again, the result of liberal leftists and Muslim advocacy groups that said that the U.S. government should not be allowed to address the Islamic nature of the terror threat. That's got to change. I mean, the ultimate solution to defeat terrorism is to attack their ideology, and we're not doing that. So you can kill all the terrorist leaders you want. They're going to regenerate others. You know, this is a global Islamic
movement. They'll just replace them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating, and Orlando has never had a terrorist attack like this, ever. We've never had anything like that happen here. And to have this happen here in the tourist capital of the world is concerning. And I don't know why we were targeted. I'm at a loss. I really am.
The question needs to be asked is why the FBI investigated the terrorist twice and let him go. And then he committed the most deadliest terrorist attack since the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks. I mean, this was clearly the worst terror attack, and yet it's getting very little attention. And like I reported today, the secrecy behind not releasing these transcripts right away led to many false reports claiming that this was a hate crime against gays, that this was somehow not related to Islamic extremism.
I felt that it was an Islamic attack, and I think Michael has a question.
Yeah, Bill, was it just coincidence that Orlando was the site of where Mateen carried out this act? Was it just coincidence?
I think it was coincidence in the fact that Mateen was the one who was based in Orlando, and he had attended a mosque where another jihadist who killed himself in a suicide bombing in Syria also attended it. So clearly there's an Islamic nexus with the mosque there. I think that's the only coincidence, a lot of these mosques, which have been placed off out of bounds to FBI surveillance, again, because of these Muslim civil liberties groups that are preventing investigations of terrorism.
In fact,
are missing these attacks before they happen.
You're right. In fact, the Islamic Center in Kissimmee today plans to release surveillance footage showing that Mateen was there several days before the attack. He was there praying at the Islamic Center in Mateen, and they're actually going to release that video showing him there.
Huh.
Yeah.
And that just came out afternoon in the Sentinel.
Yeah, the Obama administration has tried desperately to play down the fact that this is a religiously motivated Islamic extremist attack. And they have they've bought into a left liberal narrative that these people are somehow motivated by things other than the Islamic religion. And that's again, it's a false narrative that's being put out there. And unless we counteract it, we're going to have more of these attacks. I mean, the scope of these attacks is increasing. We had the San Bernardino attack, the Orlando attack, and then 2 weeks ago we had the New York bombings, which could have been far worse than if the bombs had actually gone off.
I'm reading your story, and it says FBI and Orlando Police spokesman declined to comment when asked why the full transcript was not made public earlier. Why do you think that was?
Because they're covering their rear ends, basically. This is excessive secrecy. They released a partial transcript, and they claimed that that was transparent when it didn't reveal a lot of these details about the motive behind the attack.
That's what bothered me about the whole thing, was that, you know, I didn't understand the lack of transparency. And it might be because, you know, when they took out this guy, they went through the wall of the club, because, I mean, it's like a mile from where I live. And I don't know if there was, you know, friendly fire that killed some of these people. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's hard to dissect that. There was a report on the San Bernardino shooting that was put out just recently, which provided some of those details. There obviously needs to be another in-depth look like that was done on San Bernardino for the Orlando attack.
Bill, is the lack of transparency departmental policy for the FBI right now as it pertains to Islamic terrorist attacks in the United States?
Well, I've been covering the national security affairs in Washington for over 30 years, mm-hmm. and my experience has been that the FBI is the most secretive and least accountable national security bureaucracy. They have a very overly bureaucratic mindset. It's a culture, actually. And I've seen this time and time again. When there's an attack, a terrorist attack, if you look at some of the very early statements by the FBI, they immediately dismiss it as a terrorist attack. Why is that? That's because they're trying to protect their bureaucratic rear ends from criticism for not having prevented these things. And I keep seeing that over and over again. So they have a, and we've seen that in the statements of the FBI director in regards to the Clinton email scandal. You know, he invented a new criteria upon which crimes can be prosecuted. Only a reasonable prosecutor is allowed to make a decision whether someone has violated the law. Those are the kinds of things. And like I say, the FBI, there's no oversight. The Congress has been unwilling or unable to really demand that the FBI be accountable to the American people for its failures and its policies. And I think, you know, it's certainly time for a reevaluation. I think Congress has to really step up. They're one of the co-equal branches of government, but yet they seem unwilling to take on the FBI, which has suffered a string of failures. I mean, this is not an isolated failure. They also investigated the guy in New York. They also had indications. I did a piece recently. There were the six recent terrorist attacks, including attacks on recruiting centers, where the FBI had these people who carried out these attacks on their radar but were unable to take the steps. And again, it's because of this liberal left, politically correct policies that are preventing them. Here's a good example. I talked to one expert who I quoted recently who said that under Islamic law, this is basically an anti-democratic system, which by its nature is advocating the overthrow of the United States government. That happens to be a crime. That happens to be a crime which can, again, you could enforce it for people who espouse Sharia law, but they're unwilling to do that because of this politically correct left-wing liberal policy narrative.
Wow.
Bill, do we know how many sleeper cells might be in the United States just waiting for something. With the number of these attacks that, in the way that they keep increasing.
Well, it's I wouldn't say they're sleeper cells. All you have to do is step up surveillance of the mosques in the country, and you'll find that these mosques are teaching inflammatory things against Jews, against the United States, against basically anybody that's non-Muslim, who Muslims regard as infidels. That's really where the problem is. Plus, you have the internet. Another factor is the internet is providing details for these jihadists to, first of all, understand the radical ideology, and then to take steps to carry it out by building bombs and other types of things and how to conduct attacks. I mean, they're teaching people on the internet, and we just don't have enough intelligence people to be able to monitor all of these potential terrorists that are out there now.
This is what bothers me. In your story, you said the FBI and the Justice Department released a partial transcript of the calls, but there was no reference to the Iraqi airstrike. I mean,
that was like 4 days after the attack. I think it was like June 20th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they called it a complete
transcript. So they
were transcript.
Withholding information.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Well, like Bill said, the most secretive agency in the government. Wow.
Yeah. Well, your story is amazing, and I hope people will go read it. It's at freebeacon.com, and you can read it for yourself. It's full of information. And for all the families that have been affected by all this, I think you should go read it. And we really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.